Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, Butterbean. How you been, man?
Doing great. How y'all doing?
Good, good. It's been a minute since we spoke with you, but we had the opportunity to grab you and talk to you about this fight that's happening because the world wants to talk about it, right? Tyson versus Jake Paul. I think we're...
Oh, without a doubt.
All in the same game. We all want to see Tyson knock Jake Paul out just because. I mean, that's just the way the world feels. I would tell you 99% of the world, I think, feels that way.
You know, when I first seen Jake Paul fight, and he made some bad comments about me, and I was in really bad shape. I got bad hips. I couldn't walk. I was hunched over. I was actually in a wheelchair for 3 years.
I didn't know that, Butterbean. What were you in a wheelchair for?
I moved in with DDP, Diamond Dallas Page.
That's right. And Diamond's been a friend forever. And side note, just so you guys know, Butterbean's not the only guy that he's ever helped or that he's taken into his own home. He's one of those guys. Diamond Dallas Page is one of the kindest, most generous, most thoughtful, really come through in a clutch situation people you'll ever meet.
Oh, without a doubt. Yep. Yeah, I mean, it changed my life. Now I'm walking, running in the best shape of my life. I lost over 200 pounds. I mean, you watch the whole journey on YouTube. It's called Butterbean's One More Fight. But that's why I decided I wanted to fight Jake Paul. I called Paul out way before anybody else.
Right.
Because he was talking bad about me. The whole Tyson thing, that's been a gimmick from the beginning. Their buddies have been smoking dope together for years. I mean, they've been friends. Whole thing was to hype up Jake Paul. I was even willing to do...
So you don't think there's any...
Jake Paul, winner take all.
You don't think there'll be... You're right. It should be winner take all.
I think it's a scam from the beginning. I mean, the special rules, they're fighting women's rules. 2 minute rounds, please.
Yeah.
The glove size don't matter. I mean, I'd fight him with 18-ounce gloves. I mean, I knocked out Bart Gunn with 18-ounce gloves.
Yeah, well, tell me this, because Butterbean, you have fought, and listen, I'm not going to argue this with anybody. You have fought, and you're a 5-time world tough man heavyweight. You hit so incredibly hard, and you know what it's like to be hit. You've stood in the ring. You've done your hours. You've got well past your 10,000 hours. And when you see this, my initial thought is, yes, I understand Mike is 58. I know that he's not in the best shape he's ever been in. But in the end, his technical ability alone, with the fact that he's still in decent shape, I don't think... And Jake Paul's not a terrible fighter. But his ability alone is so
he's
much better.
He's a low-level fighter.
Jake Paul is a low-level fighter. Jake Paul is.
I was with Tyson about 3 weeks, about a month and a half ago, I guess now. He looked pregnant. But a pregnant Mike Tyson would still be to Jake Paul in the first round.
Yes, yes.
If it goes past the first minute and a half, it's rigged. It's a work fight if it goes past the first minute and a half.
Yeah, because the truth is, I mean, I get it. We want to go old versus young, the old lion versus the young. This can Jake Paul, he's a YouTuber, so we instantly dislike him anyway. He's got the personality of a warm toilet seat. And you see Mike Tyson, and you go, he harkens back and to a different time in fighting. And he is, without a doubt, just if you just take his ability, his technical ability, his knowledge of how you fight,
his experience, exactly.
It's nothing. It's not even in the same realm. They're not even in the same country together.
Nope, I'm with you on that 100%.
So what do you think? How does this happen?
I'm telling you, if it's a real fight, it's over in a minute and a half. Tyson would destroy him. If it's a work, it's going to go 6-7 rounds, and Jake Paul's going to win.
I think
it's going to be a work.
Tell me this. Do you think it's rigged to the point where they already have had a decision that?
Oh, without a doubt, without a doubt. It could be a real fight. If it's a real fight, a minute and a half, and that's it. It's over.
I can't
Tyson will destroy him. I mean, age is not a thing. Me and Tyson are the same age, and I'm in better shape now than I've ever been in. I'm at 280. I've never been under 300 pounds in my life.
And you?
Well, maybe in the fourth grade, but other than that, no.
But hey, go back to that. Hey, for those of you who don't know, and if you've just met Butterbean, it's a long career. I mean, we met you, God, how many years ago? 30 years ago?
Yeah, I was in bad shape then. I was using a cane.
But you've been in studio with us, but you fought a lot of fights. You've seen a lot of people, but it all started, you were a big kid, man. You were a fat kid and
got picked on. And then I changed the world and started knocking people out.
That's right. And you know what they learned? You F around and find out. Pick on the kid long enough, and he's going to find it in his heart to fight back. And it may not
exactly
be what you were looking for. And it takes, I mean, I think that story in itself, man, those are their life decisions, right?
There's a thing on YouTube with me and Dallas that it's made grown men, like big name grown men. I'm not going to name them out, but they've called Dallas a dude. The video made me cry.
Sure.
Because the pain I was in and the struggle I was going through, people just don't realize how bad I was at it. I was like in a wheelchair for 3 years.
Yeah. And the fact that Diamond Dallas Page, Dallas is one of those guys, and he's done this over and over again with people. I was so knocked out when I got to meet him and know him on a little more of a personal basis and spend time.
Awesome guy.
And to see him outside of promoting stuff and outside the wrestling world, he really does care. He does care about this world.
Oh,
he cares about people, man,
he
and he wants
tell
the best.
People.
He does. And I think it's as admirable as anyone you could ever know. But let me go back to your childhood. The point I wanted to make and talk to you about was you're a kid getting picked on, and you have two paths that you're going to walk down. You're either going to accept that you're whatever they call you. My uncle used to say, kid, it's not what they call you. It's what you answer to. And it really is a truth, and it's not as easy as that, but you're going to have a moment in life that some people go down the path where they allow the world to keep beating them, or they say, I'd rather die. And so you stand up. And you find out that bullies are pussies, and they always have been.
You got to just push back a little bit.
Yeah, and the day you did that, it changed the world for you.
Oh, now the bullies are coming to me for autographs.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, but you're a big kid getting picked on. Every day is a goddamn torture chamber. Every day is a walk home from school crying. Every day is another thing, right? But the day you turn around and you split that bastard's lip, you know, and they know. And it changes everything for you.
Oh, without a doubt. I'm not telling kids to go in there and get fights, but yeah, sometimes you got to fight back.
Yeah. Yeah, well, listen, you always got to fight back. It may not always be violence, but you always got to fight back.
Always.
Yeah.
Always know you're better than what other people think you are.
Again, like
and that's where the underdog story comes. That's why, you know, my story is kind of remarkable from coming from where I was to what happened and especially recently the overcoming the injuries that I had is just remarkable. The doctors wouldn't do hip surgery because I was too big. I was too immobile. They wouldn't do it. They wouldn't do it. Turned around and got back in a good enough shape and got ready to have the surgery, had both the hips done, and I'm ready to fight again. That's why I want to have one more fight to prove to everybody there's no lost cause. You can accomplish anything you want to do it, no matter what age.
Yeah. And again, it really is not over until you refuse to stand up again.
Yeah. When you're looking out the window just waiting to die.
Yep.
Instead of looking out the window to look for something to live for. that's the changing factor. When you want to look out and say, I can do that.
Right.
That's where the difference comes in. The story you tell yourself.
Eric, always good to hear your voice, man. Always nice to have you on. I always appreciate you,
hey,
man.
I appreciate it, guys. Yeah, the Tyson fight, I would love to fight the winner. And hopefully it's Tyson. But I'd love to destroy Jake Paul. I mean, I would love to be the one to do that.
Listen,
because he talked bad about me in the past.
Listen, he's a douchebag. We all know. Everybody in the world, like, listen, what the world doesn't need now is to see a Jake Paul beat a Tyson. That's what we don't need. I'm like, man.
I hope it ain't that, but you know, if it happens, yeah. Like I said, Tyson, he didn't look like he was in shape when I seen him. And he wouldn't stop commenting how good a shape I was in because he's never seen me at 280 pounds.
Yeah, but you know what? And God love him for being the kind of guy who reaches out and tells you that you're doing great.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, I like Tyson. I'll be honest with you. I like him.
Yeah, no. I hope the best. We're going to find out on the 15th, although I'm not falling sucker prey to paying for it. I'm definitely not doing that on Netflix. I'll catch it on YouTube when it's over.
Hey, thanks, guys.
I appreciate you. Thank you, man. It's definitely a work. Do I believe it's rigged from the get-go? God, I hope not, man. Because I think technically it wouldn't even be illegal. You know what I mean? It's not a sanctioned fight for boxing. I mean, you can bet on it, though, right?
Yeah, I would think it's sanctioned in Texas.
Well, I don't know the rules.
Here's what I think.
I don't want to live in a world where Jake Paul beats up Mike Tyson.
Well,
I think, dude, if you want to see, then I'm leaving this country.
I think even if it is a
work, it's over for me.
I think even if it is a work, yeah. I think if Jake Paul catches Mike Tyson in the face the wrong way, Tyson just goes level red and destroys him.
Yeah.
Even if he's not supposed to. A dude gets punched in the face like Tyson, who grew up on the streets and born to fight.
Or maybe you agreed to like take it easy on the way in. And then the crowd is there, and you realize you're getting ready to throw away your entire legacy, everything. Like, that's where I can't sign on to this. In my head, I go, is it possible that Mike Tyson could be who he's been all these years, fight the way he's fought? He walks away, everybody knowing he is legend fighter. Mm-hmm. Listen, he certainly, you know, the prison thing, everything, like, it is what it is. That's real. And you're not cool. Do I believe you can be rehabilitated and come back? Yes. That being said, do you throw away, when he's not broke, this isn't celebrity boxing, do you throw that legacy away?
Yeah.
Do you walk away and go, right now he's Iron Mike Tyson. He'll always be an argument in a bar. Could Tyson beat him? You bet your ass he could.
People would say Tyson in his day, like right. It always starts
right.
Like that.
But you do it now, and could you stand in that ring in front of the world, all this hype in front of the pay-per-view people, the bazillions of people, and allow yourself, knowing in your heart you could smoke the guy, you give it up, you just for money, like, money's important, man.
Yeah.
But goddamn, like, I don't know.
Who you
like,
are.
Whew, I don't know, man, if you can do that.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.